Secretary Kerry flew overnight to join the talks. The State Department says he will try to help narrow the differences and move closer to an agreement. His Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, joined the talks in Geneva on Friday. Other foreign ministers from the six-nation UN contact group may also fly in. The ministers are getting involved after what officials describe as 3 days of very hard talks. Disagreements center on how much sanctions relief Iran will get in an initial stage in return for how many restrictions on its nuclear program. But no one is providing details. Michael Mann is the European Union's foreign affairs spokesman.
It was another pretty useful session, intensive, detailed discussions on the issues.
The contact group wants to curb Iranian activities that could be used to build a nuclear weapon. If the first steps can be agreed on, there would be 6 months of negotiations on more extensive limits on Iran's nuclear program and potentially an end to the devastating sanctions. Iran says it does not want to build a nuclear bomb, but the UN Security Council wants agreed limits and strict verification. A former British ambassador to Iran, Richard Dalton, says both sides have a huge stake in reaching an agreement, and failure this week would be a serious setback.
It would be extremely unfortunate because, as we've seen between the second and third rounds, both sides appear to have toughened up their positions in some respects. So if we see a failure now, it won't be any easier to find compromises.
Both sides are under pressure to move quickly, with hardliners in Tehran, Washington, and elsewhere eager to declare the effort a failure. Al Pessin, VOA News, Geneva.